welcome to the St. Ninians Community Church podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena, and I'm going to be sharing with you today. All this week, we're thinking about the Book of Luke, which Graham reminded us on Monday has some very particular areas of focus. These include things like prayer and worship and the Holy Spirit, and also a real concern for the marginalised in society, for the poor, for women, for Gentiles, the folk that society excluded and that Jesus embraced. Luke also contains a number of accounts that feature these kind of people, which we don't find in any of the other Gospels, and it's one of them that I want to read and think about today. I'm reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, and I'm reading from the NIV. In my Bible, it's headed Mary's Song. Mary had just been visited by the angel Gabriel to be told that she was going to be giving birth to the Son of God. This must have been quite an earth-shattering piece of news, a bit of a bombshell for a young and unmarried girl at the time. But all she said simply was, "I'm the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." And she went off to see her relative Elizabeth, who was also miraculously pregnant. She was going to give birth to John the Baptist. Elizabeth said to her, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfil his promises to her." And this is Mary's song that follows. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Amen. As I said, this passage is called Mary's Song in my Bible, although it's also sometimes known as the Magnificat. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German pastor and theologian who was executed by the Nazis, called the Magnificat the most passionate, the wildest, one might even say the most revolutionary hymn ever sung. And it was actually banned in many countries because of this at various times in history. It's also, interestingly, the longest set of words spoken by a woman in the New Testament. So for all these reasons, it probably shouldn't surprise us that it's Luke, who's the gospel writer, that gives Mary her voice. Because Mary really was at the bottom of society of the day. She was a Jew living under Roman occupation, from the lowest groups in society, and a woman at a time when women had no rights whatsoever. And on top of that, she was a young, unmarried, pregnant woman. She had nothing going for her. But when we see her depicted in art or in nativity plays, things like that, she almost becomes like a little butterfly, gentle and silent and fluffy. I don't think that the person Luke shows us here is either a downtrodden victim or a china doll. Instead, in spite of her young age, I think the words here show a feistiness and an understanding of God's very nature and mission that lets us see why she was the woman that God chose for this task. She understands what God has done for her people in times past and what he'll continue to do. She's not afraid when he gives her this challenge and this job. She trusts in him. And her words reveal so much about who God is. Just looking through some of the things that she says God is holy, he's mighty, he rescues his people, he looks out for those in need, and he brings down the proud, he provides for his people, he feeds the hungry, he's merciful, he's eternal. It just captures so much of God's character. I think what Luke is showing us here as well is not just a looking to the past and a praise to God for all that he has done, but a prophetic look to the future as well, to all that Jesus is going to do in his ministry. If we look back at the list again, you can see this: lifting up the humble, feeding the hungry, mercy, salvation, rescue. A few chapters later, Jesus himself sums up his ministry. He quotes Isaiah in Luke chapter 4, where he's speaking in the temple, and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Isaiah prophesied it. Mary flags it up again, if you like. Jesus fulfills it. Mary's song sets the tone of the ministry that will come right from its very beginning. She carried the message literally and in her words here too. I guess that's probably the challenge for us too. How do we carry the message of God, the message of salvation, of hope and of mercy? Mary did that by her words and also by her deeds, living and breathing her service to God. What can we do? How can we convey God's heart for the poor and the marginalised? I don't have any easy answers to that for myself, never mind for others. I think my challenge this week is to find my voice to do so. I found a modern day version of Mary's song, which is kind of imagining what a young teenager nowadays might be saying to God. It's in a slightly American setting, but I think some of the words are really relevant. I just wanted to finish by reading this before we pray. I can't contain my excitement about this. Out of all people, he noticed me, a poor pregnant teenager. Everyone will call me blessed from now on. God's love is so much greater than I can even imagine. He showed his love for everyone, even those society despises, the immigrants, the refugees, the addicted and the shamed. God knows all lives matter. Refugees and immigrants are his beloved. All the people who are seen as less than human, he knows and he loves. He lifts up those who suffer through society's hands. He invites each of us to the table to speak and tell our story, to be heard and known. The power-hungry perpetrators who care only about their agendas don't have the last word. I can sense his presence holding me and all his children close, faithfully liberating us, just as he promised he would. Let's pray. Father, just as you promised you would, you did. And we thank you, Lord, that you did everything that you promised. You sent your son to save us. The prophesied Messiah has come and is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, we give you our thanks and we give you our praise. And we pray that you'll help us to carry the message of your love and of your heart for all people. Your desire for their salvation, Lord, give us the words to say and the ways to share that with those that we come into contact with, Lord. Pray your blessing on everyone who's listening today and just ask that you'll be with each and every one of us, Lord, as we seek to serve you in the times in which we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.